Kima mitzvah and it's charen, fine, wonderful.
If this Shabbos is the Shabbos of Achodes Elchem of Kriya in general, and Pesach is a time of the Sheirish of all Mikra Kodesh, it's a zman where a person can become aware of this other dimension of Kriya and Aniya, and if a person is Zeicher, and when a person will be Zeicher, he'll hear the Kriya of Moshe and he'll respond with the Inein. The next thing is Samach Tesem Aleph. It says that we're supposed to tell our children, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have taken us out, then if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had not taken out our forefathers from Mitzrayim, we would still be avodim. So the Maral speaks about this. Zeh Shema Achro, Samach Tes, V'yin Lehoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Saviseinu. V'ein HaPirush K'ma Shepirushu Bazeh, Im Lehoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Saviseinu Mitzrayim, Hari Anachnu Baneinu Vreivinu Meshubadim Atzei Kol HaDeiros. The question is, how do you read, where's the emphasis? It says, Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not taken out our forefathers in Mitzrayim when he did, we would still be avodim. What's the focal point of the statement? So the way it's written, it's ki'ilu the hadgosh is an avoseinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu not taken out our forefathers, we would still be avadim, and therefore it was good that he took out our forefathers. The ein pirush kosh pirush is a loy tzakosh pirush. He said that's not the pirush. Ki efshe says it's quite possible for loyot avis, even if our forefathers had not gone out, efshe lebanim lotzei kosh pirush. Kosh pirush waited the next door and taken them out. Again, this is without taking into account the Tashar Tumim. But mitzad etzim mitzias mitzrayim the way it's in the psukim, it was a chesed for the people there that they went out. But it very well could have happened that they didn't go out. The kids went out. The lomim loitzas of a seno onim levanein and so on. Why is it muchach if the statement reads that the emphasis is on the avoseinu mitzrayim? So the rest of the sentence doesn't stand correct. Avla pirush shaloteima. The sentence reads differently. The sentence reads, had it not been HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out of Sein Mitzrayim, we would never have been able to go out. The emphasis of the pasuk is that this was a type of Yetziah that could only come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which I'll explain later why. And this is quite clear from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one that took us out. In other words, we have the Maimah Chazal darshaning that it wasn't a Malach and it wasn't a Shliach and it wasn't a Sarov. If it was only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means that it was only possible for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, all the inyanim that happen in Shemayim, it's not the pshat that there's a question of who should do, you know, one mile tells you, oh, listen, you know, I put away this fund list three times, you do the makis today. Every malacha that happens by the person that's supposed to do it. Ma speaks about it much later there in the and it's specific to that agent. And anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in a way that's called b'chvoide v'atzmoy, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do it. It means it's a type of thing that could not be done by malach. And we'll explain why. It's not just a question of more powerful. There's a unique nekud here that's not shayach to else. What he's saying is, this was a type of Hitzor that not at that particular moment did HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a type of Yetzias Mitzrayim was a type of event that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'atzmo could do. V'kach pirushay. Ilu lo yhoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Saviseinu Mitzrayim Be'atzmoy. Hayinu Meshubarim Leilam Sha'af Pedoros Habayim Le'efshay Yetzia Ve'acha. That is the taich of the words. Why? What's the next paragraph? It's a deep inyan why only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take him out. V'zeh ader Shom Razal V'perakam Re'tainis. It says Shloshem Avteches L'nimsu L'shliach. Mafteh shel chayim shel kshom shel kriyas hameisim. Umaisel shel kol ka'echot ve'echot shel kashbohu hafaseh. The Mor says in Tainis that there are three mafteches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give over to a shliach, meaning that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it and doesn't give it as a discretionary power to someone else. It says kriyas hameisim, kshomim, and labor. And vikud amri, he brings it down later, parnasa. The Chazal, the Maizah Maskon Gemara is there that two out of three doesn't give over. One, he does give over, and the one brings the Maizah of you all there. Vatam Be'ilu Shloshet Dvarim. What's the reason why these three things are not given over to a Shliach? Ki Chol Dover Shu Bekoyach V'yotza L'Poyol Ein Yitzi Osu L'Poyol K'ima De HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shehu Bolvad B'Poyol HaGomer. Okay, so he says like this. There is, I mean, the Maharal uses these terms a lot, and it's the right place to explain it. The musig of yesh and ayin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the bria, something from nothing, is the process of bria, and therefore it is something that obviously could only be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because when there was nothing there, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu existed. You can't have a yesh me'ayin come from anything but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the word ayin means automatically that nothing exists except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So yesh me'ayin represents the ultimate in something that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do. More so, and this is with a deeper knach, yesh me'ayin is never a process. You can never say from nothing to make something. It's not a process like we learned before about Zman. Yesh me'ayin is bria. A malach is only a link in a process. That's all a malach is. A malach is another step when you're doing something. When yesh me'ayin, for instance, a person, a workload, you can distribute to a lot of people. You can say, you know, you take care of this, you take care of the shipping, you take care of the marketing, you take care of the billing. That's fine. Creative thought can't be parceled out. I can't say, well, I'm wrestling with a difficult problem. We have to come up with an idea, of a new product. We have to come up with a new product. So let's split the thinking between 10 people. It there's no way to split it. You're not dealing with a process. You're dealing with it. So you can say 10 people, one of them would possibly come up with an idea. But coming up with an idea is not something that splits itself 10 ways. It's also not something that goes in process. It's one of these things that I always find fascinating. They have books, how to think creatively or along those lines. By definition, it's something that if it can be done in a process, then it can't be. You can give hints at how the mind works better if it's quiet, if it's noisy, if it's light, if it's dark. That's possible. But to teach a person how to think creatively, the minute you can write it down as a process, think of all the words you can think of, so that's a process already. That's automatically taking it down to logical sequence as opposed to creativity. So creation is something, it's a process that supersedes malachim. It's yesh me'ayin, it's before malachim ever were there. And secondly, more important, a malach, like every other nivra, is part of a step-by-step process. Creation is not a step-by-step process, and it's unique to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Within the bria itself, there are certain processes that are similar to yesh me'ayin, and those are called min hakoyach halapayim. For instance, a child that grows and becomes older, taller, stronger, that's not Me'akor Chalapol. You see, the child is a ready child, and physically, certainly, everything's in place, and it's a question, he eats more, there's more fat and longer bones. No one perceives that as sort of anything similar to that process. On the other hand, the process of birth, even though it has some sort of biological sequence, to our perception it's yesh me'ayin, because what you start with and what you end with are worlds apart. That type of process is called mina koach ala pol. Koach means potential, pol means realization, manifestation, and any process that takes mina koach ala pol is a process that's akin to bria. It's akin to something that is coming from nothing to something. In our extreme of perception, we don't have a perception of yesh me'ayin, it's a meaningless term for us. Min hakoach al hapol is a perception that we can be shayach to. The inyonim of min hakoach al hapol are few. They are specifically children, Trias HaMesim is a process of yesh me'ayin, not yesh me'ayin, but hakoach al hapol, because there was a person and he's just dead, but there's potential that can be brought out. And Geshamim is also something which is to us Me'akor HaPol, because of all the physical phenomena that we have, the one that is almost impossible to predict is weather. because it might be the complexity of factors, but as far as we're concerned, it's a yesh ma'ayin. It's something that is, it's we have an idea of the process, but you can never ever say A causes B causes C and predict it with a very clear probability. Again, weather within a day, obviously if you see clouds gathering and you say it's going to rain, you're going to be right most of the time. I mean, the weather that people can predict is basically clouds in the sky, except you have more sophisticated gear, you can do it a little bit better. If you see the winds blowing the clouds from one place to another place, it doesn't take much shekel to calculate the path. But anything more than 3-4 days, it starts becoming dissolves in improbability. Because it's a process that is yesh ma'ayin. As a matter of fact, there's one of the famous quotes on the unpredictability of these systems is, they said if a butterfly...
Fast forward to the end of side A, then turn over to side B.
that is that weather is one of the things that's governed by so many factors. So the expression goes, if a butterfly flaps its wings in China, it might cause a tornado in Florida. Because, you know, all the variables, so as far as we're concerned, it's a minakor harapol. We don't have the understanding of how it comes in a consistent way. These are three inyanim. So he says, these three inyanim are only by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehu bovad bepoel agomo. Vizel, bepnei shu yizborach, nivdol min hachoymeh. Shekol inyin hachoymeh hu bekoyach, vekol hashayesh po tzirub gashmi, is chaimu. For instance, in a relationship of a student teacher, a Rebbe Talmud is a better way of expressing it. So the Talmud has potential. He can never bring out, assuming we're talking about not the potential of knowing something, words, but you're talking about the ruchnis, the potential of a person to grow in ruchnis. So in the person's physical self, which is what we start with always, has in itself a potential for ruchnis, to bring out in itself ruchnis. The physical self can't perceive the potential, because or else you would almost be ruchni. It means he sees himself as interested in very physical things, and someone who's more ruchni than him brings out, awakens those feelings of those nekudas. So you always need, when you're talking about mina korach alapol in gashmis and ruchnis, you're talking about the korach being latent in anything that's physical and chomri, and the bepol being those things that are ruchni, the realization of the self as a ruchnistic being. Those in yonim can only be shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malachim, since they, even though they're not physical in our sense, but they're somehow attached to something physical, they're still attached to not being fully realized potential. Lakachu yizbarach nivul gamin achayme vubavad falagom lakacha malachim. Ke'av she'inam gashmin, even they're not gashmin, mikolun ka yishtam yichus vekir balageshem. They still have some sort of shaykhus to gashmis. V'lechein einam bepoel agom, ratzolei mish'im adrei gosem betachlis ashlemis. Ki anim tzashu chose v'ne sholem betachlis einam bepoel. Those things that are still lacking something, you cannot say that they are realized. Because the mitzvahs of shleimus are those things that are fully realized themselves, those things that are in full bloom. Those in yonim that are bringing something from potential to complete to realization are only shayach. And now he's explaining the Chazal, since these three things are in yonim that are all menakoach lapol, like it says by rain, it says yiftach Hashem l'cho asay tzoroi v'gabechaya v'yiftach asrachmo v'gabetchia v'piskes kivreichet. In other words, the maral is being madgish that the idea that all of them are called opening up are all things that are shayach menakoach elapol. The process, and it's fascinating, because when you have something locked in a box, so the thing that's locked in the box is it exists, but it exists in no way that it can be used. So if a person has food in a box and the box is locked tight, so the person has food but he doesn't have it. He potentially has food but it's not there. So there's a I think the Goyen says the difference between mufla and mechusa is it's used a lot of times together in psukim. The mufla and mechusa both mean unfathomable, hidden. But the difference is mufla means impossible to understand, and mechusa means there's a block, a mental block between you and the thing itself. So the Goyen says mufla is talking about like the bria, like yesh me'ayim. That's something that human mind is incapable of perceiving. Mechusa are things, it's there, it's understandable, but there's a block that does not allow you to understand it. So it might be understandable, but you just don't understand it. You open up anything that's closed, anything that's any box that's locked. Psicha is what makes it available for you. So these three psukim have the word psicha, and that's why they're called mafteches. Chazal weren't just poetic in saying that there are three mafteches that give anyone. These are types of peulas that are mafteach pa'ulis. The thing, until you open it up, it's there, but totally out of your frame of relevance. There's no way you can take it, look at it, do anything with it. When you open it, it becomes part of your metzias. So these three things are called mafteches, because of these three things the word yiftach is used, and in all three cases it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yiftach Hashem lecha seitzorei, Vayiftach Esrachma, which is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Bepiskeh Eskevaseichem, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking again. Okay, let's skip down a bit. What time is it? What? Okay, so let's get... There's one more thing here about Parnassa. I want to skip it over because I want to get to his parents. I don't think we have the next sheet here, do we? So he explains like this. Yetzias Mitzrayim was unique in one way, that it was vastly different than all the other nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought for Klal Yisrael. Yetzias Mitzrayim was not a nace on behalf of Klal Yisrael. It wasn't done. Klal Yisrael did not exist yet. There's a pasuk that there's a pasuk in a Mayim Chazal that he uses very frequently in Maral. It says that the Pesukim Eschanan speak about, did any nation ever hear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever do something like this to another nation? Lo kachas loy goy mikarev goy, or hanisa lekim lovei lo kachas loy goy mikarev goy. Did God ever try to take a nation out from within the other nation? The word mikarev is like the lashon krovov, meaning the kirbayim, meaning the inner. So Chazal say like a shepherd who sees a sheep giving birth and having difficulty, and he sticks his hand in and takes out the fetus and brings it to the world. Klal Yisrael did not exist yet in Mitzrayim. The others were like a sperm; they were like a seed planted in Mitzrayim. For whatever reason, the Ashkacha had it that the surrogate mother would be Mitzrayim. And Merle speaks about why Dafka Mitzrayim was such a of tumah, but that's where the seed of Christ was planted. It lost all its tzura of a seed, just like a nifta l'mashal loses its tzura of a human being, and then comes around again for Tchias HaMeisim. Klal Yisrael lost their tzura, and from the time they went into Mitzrayim, from the time the seed was planted in Mitzrayim, to the time it became a fetus, it looked much worse off than to start with. The ayin nefesh that Yodel Mitzrayim were by far superior than what happened afterwards. And slowly, a little uber was beginning to take form. But they didn't exist. There was no Klal Yisrael. In the other, once Klal Yisrael came about, so you could have Amalek could come and save Klal Yisrael from Midian. Amalek could come and fight against this king. They were all Nochamis that Klal Yisrael was someone else. In Mitzrayim, there was no Klal Yisrael. There was a fetus that had potential to be Klal Yisrael. But the Halola Tazar, Halola Tazar, these are all, nothing was different. There was Uba Yerachim, Allah of Uba Yerachim on them. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in Yetzias Mitzrayim was he took Klal Yisrael's Atzmius out of Mitzrayim and made a Klal out of them. It's an awesome procedure. It means that they didn't exist, and it was a Brias Olam, Betzim a Brias Olam of taking something out of something else. And in some sense, it's not deep shot, but the Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim of Shabbos is, because Yetzias Mitzrayim was a process of a Yesh Ma'ayin in a mini way. So that is a process that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do. A Malach does not straddle the bridge from Yesh Ma'ayin and not from Yaakov HaLapol. A Malachim can defend Klal Yisrael, stand up for Klal Yisrael, take care of the enemies, fine things. But to bring Klal Yisrael into being is something that is a metzias that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. It's a Yesh Me'ayin type metzias. And in a certain sense, to just extend it a little bit, mitzad, our perception of the Yerim, there's a tkufa of Yomim that are dedicated to tshuva, to Yom Neroim, to Chatorim, to Vidui, to tshuva, and so on. But then there's another process where a person has to make himself, create himself, structure himself. So a person's done that. So there's one malach per person. There's true for a person makes havalos, fine. But in the framework that every person does a little bit better, so there's a lot of areas where that happens. But every person, and again, it happens once in a lifetime in a major way, but then it happens every time a person takes a large step where it's a whole new world for him. It's a process of menakarach lapol. A person sometimes recognizes in himself a growth that's like a child growing to be an adult. So it's wonderful, bigger, taller, stronger, smarter, very nice. But there are chosen the kudus in a person's life where his growth is from what wasn't to what is. The person makes a step from one tchum to another tchum. And Pesach has in itself a special school for this. Pesach is not the Yom Tov HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Klal Yisrael, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu fought for Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Yesh Mayin. It's called Chodesh HaAviv. Aviv is Miloshen Av. I mean, grammatically, at the Aleph phase of father is the same, is the Sheirish of Chodesh HaAviv. And Aviv is because the Yesh Mayin, the Menakorach HaLapol of the Bria, starts this time of the year. Until now, everything was covered, everything was dead, everything was frozen. And from now, throughout the summer, things grow more. They add a lot. But the tkufa, where things break through the ground, a getter of the pisches kivaseichem, is this tkufa of the year. So there's a skula in the Yom Pesach where a person goes from being just menakoach, And the person moves to a different tchum in different ways. That's the yichud of Pesach in Chodesh Av. Okay, we'll continue something else.
Last time we had spoken about, I mean, the Maral was in the middle of explaining what does it mean, Eloi, it's like that even though
what's the Hadgasha? On what word is that Hadgasha? So the Maral said that Hadgasha is on a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that it was something that could not have been done by anyone but a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And last time we saw, he was Mazbed Indian of Minakoyach Alapoyel, and that's what we spoke about last time, about it's like Yesh Me'ayin and so on and so forth. There's another Nakuda that he says here, why is it only a Kaddish Baruch Hu? We skipped apart the middle where he's Mayrech on what we said and what he said before, that anything that a Kaddish Baruch Hu does means it could only be done by a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Anything that could be done by somebody lesser is automatically attributed to a lesser shlichus, to a particular malach. When you speak about a Kaddish Baruch Hu doing something, it means that you needed a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And let me explain it just a little bit better. We imagine it in terms of Basav Adam, that if a guy has a big firm and he's lazy to do anything, so he sends it. He sends his secretary to do it, or he sends his gopher to do it, or whatever. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the pshat is, it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a decision who to do it with, or what to do it, or so on. The action is attributed to the right place. A ma'aseh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, just like, for instance, if a person who's normally an even-tempered person, he gets very excited and does something rash, so I say this person did it, I'll say it's not this person did it, it's his temper that did it, or something like that. When a ma'aseh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is a ma'aseh that's a particular ma'aseh, then it automatically is done, it means that it's done through a malach. A ma'aseh that carries in it a very limited characteristic of activity is a ma'aseh malach. And we'll see, I will explain it as we go along. In Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Ve'oid, ki ha'yitzir misyacheses al Hashem Yisparach, she'kash Hashem Yisparach hoitzes Yisrael mi'mitzrayim, lo yishe hoitzi oysam shoy mitzrayim bolvad, elo kol ha'doyres hoitzi, k'mo chanayim re'besayif ha'gadol, lo yasav ha'yisein ha'gol, elo af ha'yisein ha'gol imoyim. But when there was a Yetzia from Mitzrayim, I can leave it. It's good enough. It's what? Okay. when HaKadosh Baruch Hu
it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mighty all the dayrus. K'mach anam b'seif ha'gadda le'as ha'vesein ha'gol al afi son ha'gol imoem. That the reason why it needed a Ma'is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the first pshat he said, because by its nature it was what he calls a yitzia from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Now he says, because it was something that is nageh to us also, that's why it needed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'rotza b'zeh, k'kasha HaKadosh Baruch Hu sile koyach Mitzrayim Yisrael, lo'yhoye histalkus hazeh b'masha heim doirahu, she'im kein lo'yhoyse yitzia kim lo'yse dor b'lvat. The fact that we say that had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not been Goyal, our forefathers, we would still be Avadim Mitzrayim, doesn't mean we would continue to be Avadim, but it means potentially we could always be Avadim. Just like you have countries that fight, sometimes this country wins, sometimes that country wins, sometimes the other country wins. It can see so back and forth. So there's no... had any Koyach but HaKadosh Baruch Hu been Moitzi, Ibn Moitzi Klal Yisrael, you could still be a Meshuv in Mitzrayim. And you see it, it's Nagei and Doiris, for instance, it says, that you'll never see Mitzrayim again. There's an Issa to go back to Mitzrayim. The Geula for Mitzrayim had to be final. And the understanding is like this. It's if somebody happens to free you, Lamashal, if somebody is an alcoholic, and somebody chains him down so he can't touch alcohol, or he locks up the alcohol cabinet, so the person has freedom from being meshubah to alcohol, but only temporarily. Since what he did was related to a temporary factor, he prevented him from getting to alcohol, so you can't say that the person will never be an alcoholic again. You can just say that the person has taken him away from his alcoholism. If let's say a person is able to either psychologically understand why the person needs the alcohol, or I don't know if it's a gene or something, is able to take that out. So now the person is freed because I didn't treat a symptom, but I got to the root of it. Maisim malachim, pe'ulus of malachim, by definition, are those pe'ulus that are a branch. They're never ever a sheirish. Since malachim are not the sheirish of the bria, malachim are only particular branches. Raphael is the branch that deals with Kafur. Gavriel is the branch that deals with Midas Adin. Michael is the branch that deals with Klal Yisrael, and so on. So every pu'ula of a malach is a limited pu'ula by definition. He can't be treating a klal of an inyan, but can only be treating a particular of an inyan. Masha Einkein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by definition, any act that is all-encompassing and is intrinsic to the Bria has to be a Ma'isa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And vice versa, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is not a particular Ma'isa. If it's called Ma'isa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's Emes Atzoyf Kol HaDoyres. So had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not taken us out of Mitzrayim, then we could have gotten enslaved again. But Masha Einkein, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, we are never ever shayach to Mitzrayim again. That's why there's an Issa to go down. That's why he told Paro, we'll never see you again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was menatik Yisrael from Mitzrayim, finally. The reason why, let's first finish this paragraph and look at that. V'rotza b'zeh ki kasha HaKadosh Baruch Hu sile koyach Mitzrayim Yisrael, lo'y hoya histalkus hazeh b'mashe imdor ahu, she'imkein lo'y hoysa yitzir kim lo'yse dor b'lvat. An analogy to this. Let's say somebody says, once you leave because there's going to be a war. The person left and was saved and he had children and grandchildren. You don't say that he saved him and his children, because the person saved this person only. It's true that if not for him, the children would have not been born. I mean, you could say it colloquially, but it's not really true. By saving this person, it extended itself to his children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at Klal Yisrael in a perspective of Dairis, and he took out Klal Yisrael in its entirety.
he took out the Sheirish of Yisrael from Mitzrayim. So b'meila there was no Makom for Shibud anymore. The reason for this, maybe let's just finish this paragraph then. V'davazer roi dafka HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is something that's roi dafka HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki hu yisbarach koilel hakoil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mida is that he's koilel everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're to say, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu distinguish from any other koyach in the Bria, the Maral speaks about it in a later parak. The word is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the klal, and everything else is a prat. Uklal Yisrael, who shahoytik fi madrigosa shashem isbach, shuyichel kol adairis. Vilohoyotso al de malach, afkyo yoitzim, mitzad ke a malach ein a koilel hakoil. A malach by definition is not a koilel. Loyhoyso yitzia rak lovis. Afkyo nimshach lebonim. Vim toima, so you let me mine afkimina if he was mechavim lovis, for yinig olma bonim bimikra, or shikim los bonim yachat. What difference does it make if you save the father because you save the father and the kid bimela is born, or you save the father because you're saving the entire, all the generations as one unit? So he said, chilukon yesh. Im kibin lovis bulvad, if the kavana had only been for that generation, hoya efshel lebonim lachzel shibut, the children could have come back. Achshav she kiven al oviz val kol adiris I efsha. Lekach oma loyas of a sena gol ala afritzon a gol mehem. And the Dovah Zeh repeats again because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is koil all the deiris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is poil in a way that is koil everything, and that's the pshat aniv le malach and aniv le sarov and so on. That is the what he explains. I want to add one knetch. Lemaisa, it's true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was koilos from Mitzrayim and never ever again was koilos from Meshub in Mitzrayim. But there never was a lack of Shibudim. I mean, there was Bavel and there was Paras and there was Yovan and there was Reimer and there's never been a stop since then. And there was Sfarad and there was... Every country had its hands around Chazal's neck. So what did we gain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out of Mitzrayim? So one answer is always that there's a prototype of Geula that's Be'etzim. The fact that once there was a Geula that was Ladairis means it could come again, Lasid Lafay. It's true that there are a lot of shibudim on the way, but the musik of the geula that's be'etzim could come for dairis. That's one possible. But there's another knechim. Like the Maral explained until now, the shibudim Mitzrayim was not a mikra de kashibud. Klal Yisrael was meshubud in Mitzrayim not because Klal Yisrael was walking down the street and Mitzrayim one day clamped a chain on Klal Yisrael and enslaved him. The Shibud to Mitzrayim was because Mitzrayim was the birthplace of Klal Yisrael. Like we explained last time, it was sort of, the others were a seed, and they were planted in the womb of Mitzrayim, for whatever reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose so, and Klal Yisrael was a goy b'kerav goy. Klal Yisrael was really an umma b'teich umma. If Klal Yisrael was an umma b'teich umma, if a person doesn't cut himself, if a person, l'mashal, is a person by nature is tied to home, That's the nature of a person, and he's born physically kosher to his mother, then he's kosher to her for food, and then there's a process of being nigmal and so on. Where a person, then there's a process of al ken yazif isha soves imoy. The Torah said that there's a snapping of that kesher between av and aim and a child. Because if the kesher wouldn't snap, the person would never be himself. He would always be a little uba yarchimai. So there has to be a maisa. If a person is independent to start with, and then somebody slapped a dependency on him, or somebody slapped a chain on him, so you can remove the chain and say, you know, it came as a mikra and you moved it as a mikra. But something that's a very internal thing, if there's no akira be'etzim, so a person remains meshubit. So if a person, if there wouldn't be a process where the Torah said, akein yazik ishasov v'simay. So a person is born kosher to his parents, and even if he happens not to be home for a day or for a year or for whatever it is, you still wouldn't have a way to become independent. So the Torah built in a process of akein yazik. The Shibud of Mitzrayim was a much deeper Shibud on Klal Yisrael than any other Shibud, simply because Klal Yisrael never had a Mitzias before they came into Mitzrayim. They came into the world as Mitzri surrogate children. They came into the world as little as offspring of Mitzrayim. So if that Kira of that wasn't
intrinsic to Klal Yisrael, then Klal Yisrael's Metzias would always be Meshubet to Mitzrayim. There's no other way to break that Shibut. Just like if a person, the deeper a need is to a person for something, the deeper it has to be uprooted. Somebody who has deep psychological needs because of childhood experiences, it's much harder to get it out of him than someone that has it as an adult. We picked up a habit or something. So in Mitzrayim, it's either or. Either you snapped it totally, or you didn't snap it at all. Shibud Bavel, Shibud Yavan, all the other Shibudim, it came on a grown-up, and it can leave on a grown-up. It came as a mikra, and it can leave as a mikra. Over here, there's no way it was in either-or situation, and it had to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'atzmoy, had to be Oikah Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim from Klal Yisrael. Okay, the next thing, Afilu Kulam HaChachamim. Nokat Dalet Varim. What time is it? Yeah, I don't, there's no... What? Okay. It says four things. Afilu kulon chachomim, kulon nevoinim, kulon skenim, kulon yodin satayra. Nokat dalet dvarim. What are these four things? It says even if we're all wise men, smart men, understanding people, skenim, yodin satayra, we have a mitzvah, habit, and time. So how do you, what's each one of these four things? Nokat dalet dvarim eilim, ki a yediya niknis the arba dvarim eilu. A yediya. Knowledge, what we call knowing and understanding, consists of four different ways. There are four different ways in which a person knows and understands. Im muskolos rishaynis. Muskolos rishaynis means axioms, postulates, things that a person has sort of built into his basic seichel that these things are like that. Kimoi, like sheyeda adam sheshnei afechim loiskavtsu v'davechad beizechad. Just like a person knows that two opposites cannot be in the same time, same place. Ukimoi, and just like a person knows shehakol gadol ben achelik, that the whole is greater than its parts. V'chein kol davar shu seichel rishon. V'zeh nikra chochma. So chochma are those things that are intrinsic axioms that a person doesn't know it from experience. Again, this is the subject of much debate. Specifically, the study of it is called epistemology. It's a branch of philosophy, how people know what they know. But the Maral says that the chelik of chokhmah that's called chokhmah is the part of things that a person has inborn in him as a davar pashut. Hasheni. The second thing is he muskalos shniyos. Mashayed adam dava umoyti dava mitoch dava. A person can use these axioms and construct theorems out of it. He can take it and say if A is true and B is true, C must follow. So C itself is not obvious in an axiomatic way like A and B are, but there's a logical process where you can build from what you know to. That's two. That v'zenikra novin, k'may shomer, like the Chazal say, ezel novin, hamevin dover mitoch dover. Someone who understands one thing from another thing. V'heim hamuskolos hashniyas, and those are the second type of understandings. These are constructs that a person uses using his basic axioms. Ha'idia shlishis. So that's called nevinim. Kolon chachomim, kolon nevinim. Ha'idia shlishis, mashayikne ha'odam aydei nisoyim. Empirical evidence, things that a person has seen. Shenisa pa'omim harbe, he's tried it many times. Kasha ozadav aplaini irakach. Kasha ochleis aplaini hoy mecharim le. Kasha ochleis aplaini hoy mekar le. Vizenikro bal nisoyan, shekona yediya mekoyach nisoyan. So those are the things that a person has gotten, has acquired by experiment and experience. So he doesn't understand why. It's not obvious to him. It's not even, he might not even understand the reason based on things obvious to him, but it's a mitzias. Every time he eats this, he gets sick. So he knows that. That's called v'dovazo b'skenim. This is why a zaken is a chacham, shebetzul ziknusam kona advarim v'omdaleim. It's with age and experience. A zaken is someone who has experience and knows because of experience. That's why in the Torah, where it says zaken, vadat opnei zaken, we're referring to a chacham. Zaken is zeshekana chachma. Again, it's kana chachma because it's chachma that's been acquired. The first two chachmas are not really kana chachma. They're innate understandings and basic havanis. Now, these are things that are acquired by living. I think I mentioned a few times the famous chazal that says that you're supposed to stand up for data pnei zokin. They say we're talking about pnei zokin. So it says, afilu zokin ashmai, even a goy, a zokin you're supposed to stand up for. So Chazal say why? So it says the Birkus is enough for Zakin Ashmai. It says Kamahar Patakoi Odo Ade Hai Gavro. How much life experience does this person have? You know, this guy who's old has a lot of life experience. So Shaila is, that's very nice. You know, you could admire the person, you could say nice things about him, but what does that have to do with Chachma? Lamais, it's a din in Hilchas. There's no din to stand up for someone who suffered a lot, per se. It's not an act of Rachmanis, it's not an act of honoring him for his courage. It's a din in Chachma. The teretz is that a person who's experienced a lot, it translates into Chachma. So that's the third daga of V'davzo B'skeinim. For experience, you need a lot of time. And therefore, the Baal Nisoyen is a Zaken, and that's why he's a Zaken Shekana Chochma. And there's a last yediyah, Niknes Mitzar Hamukubelas. This is a very important inyan, and it's important too because it seems to be less. The first three things that the Maral mentioned seem to be very, very pashut. You know, these are. No one can argue that these are three oifanim in which a person knows. The Maral says there's a fourth oifan. If a person had to know and understand things only mitzad his own seichel, a person would never be able to move past a certain limited framework of knowledge. The reason why a person is different is because he can be samech on edus of other people. A person can only progress because what other people know and understand, if he's able to think about it and accept it as such, if there's edim nemanim, the person accepts it and he's done up with that, and it becomes a metzias. The Maral says in a few places when he explains Shnayim Edim, he says, it's Shnayim Edim Yokum Dova. So he says Yokum Dova means the thing itself is reconstructed. Yokum Miloshin like Tchias HaMeisim, it comes to life again. When you have an edus of other people, it becomes an emesi idea. Business Chitchen Sadin al Pishnei Edim. It becomes a metzias, not less. And that's one of the, it's one of the proofs, so not proofs, but understandings, when a person says, why should I believe in Yetzias Mitzrayim or Maimar HaSinai? I didn't see it, this and that. If you look around you, it's impossible that a person should live without being Seimech HaNedis. A person walks into a doctor's office and a lot of impressive diplomas. Who says, maybe printed them off at the local 5 or 10. Maybe, I don't know, Mike Miller ran them off on the computer here. You know, what's the right? Anybody can run it off. The terrence is, there's a certain amount of trust. The doctor looks at his textbooks. Who says the textbooks are right? Who says they weren't lying? It's impossible that the Bria of Adam should have a keel. A Baal Chai, since he's not a medaber, doesn't have... A Baal Chai can only be soymech on his only soil. And in a limited way, you have what the animals, you know, they secrete different things, whatever, but there's no real way in which a person, which an animal makes use of the past experience of other animals. So the metzias that gives Adam an entirely different scope of chachmah does not lie in the first three ifanim, but in the fourth eifan dafka. If an Adam is a medaber, together with diburim, it was given a koyach of nemanis. And a person has an nemanis. And what he didn't see, he does believe. Except, it's convenient for him to brush it off over here. But if there was no koyach of nemanis in the Bria has no kiyum, and everybody would become an animal again. A person is saying that when Reuven said he did this, you trust that it was done. When you get a car, you trust that it was inspected and it was tried out, and it's safe. a person has nemonis is a built-in correlate to koyach hadibur, and it exists as such in the bria. And if a person it's one of the real efanim of chachmas adam. And if a person says he's not willing to use he can ask me, why should I be soymech on it? That's valid. You know, let him take criteria that he uses for the inyanim and apply it here. Two sources, independent sources, a non-interested source. A person has criteria which are genuine criteria for determining it. A person goes into a doctor's office, he's not saying only on diplomas. He has one or two people who tried it. But there's a certain amount of testing, and past that, if the person is suspicious, he becomes paranoid. He's not a normal person. He's not a healthy skeptic or investigator. It's called paranoid. So chachmas ha-Torah, a person, on the one hand, it's not the inyanim that a person knows midas atzmoy, and not maven davim teich davim, and so on. On the other hand, it gives him a scope of understanding that he could not get any other place. Just like in Chachmas Abriya, if a person wouldn't make use of edus of other people and the burim of other people, a person's knowledge would always be tiny. Everybody would be the first inventor of the wheel, and nobody wouldn't go further than that. In Inyanim Ruchniyim, Torah is the ability to take the Chachma of the Akash Baruch Hu's Megala through Rinevim, Chachma Adairus, and so on. So those are the four inyanim. Chachamim, Nevoinim, Skenim, Yodas HaTorah. He says, even if in all of these inyanim, we're shalom in all these inyanim, still there's still inyanim sipitzes Mitzrayim, and I'll explain later why. I mean, we're leaving off sort of in the middle. He'll explain a little bit more about the mile of these different inyanim, and then he's going to explain why does the mitzvah sipur, even if you have the input about the mitzvah sipur for all these four fanim, why is it still a marker for sipur? Okay, we'll continue tomorrow, Mr. Shem.
We saw last time, so now says that there's four different dargis of seichel, and he explained it the way in the first mahalach, he explains it as the four ifanim that a person has yediyah. There's muskolas hashenis that he calls those axioms, and then dava miteich dava, which is already built up more, and then there's skenim, what he gains from knowing things, and then there's yedas hatayra, which is something that comes from an outside market. That's what we spoke about last time. Then he says another mahalach. His main point is that the Balagod is not repeating himself just to be flowery. Balkarachov, that you're talking about different mahalachim of Seichel. V'oida, he says, ki zocha arba dvarim k'neged arba madregas sheyesh ala yediyah. Now he says there are four dargis, and another way of looking at Chachman, Nevoinim, Eskenim, and Yodin Satera is as four different dargis of Chachma, not how a person acquires Chachma, but really as far as the quality of the Chachma that a person has. Bezeh, ki kashem humasik benim ksois nikr zeh Chachma. The first tfisa that a person has in that which is, that's called Chachma. And again, that remains, there's certain things, no matter how different Ifanim the Maral learns, but the general mahalaf, that the first yediyah starts with Chachma, that's the order. That's not going to change. But now he's explaining that there's an order in how good the quality of the yediyah is. And what is it tempered by? So again, let's... Here again, we're talking about Havana in the movement that the Maral always says, where Havana means not just knowing a particular event, but having an understanding of a Mahalach that's emes in the Bria Mitzaratzim. So the first thing, every first tfisa, every time a person sees something, every time a person hears something, every time a person has an elementary tfisa in something, there's a problem with that tfisa that Bal Korchach, it's very megushimdik. And let me give you an example. A person meets somebody the first time. A lot of the impression is by chitzenis, what the person looks like, what kind of mood he was. I mean, you cannot say that the elementary tfisa in something is a pure sichlistic tfisa. It always carries with itself a tarevis of chaima. A person, a child sees something.
the impression always comes with the color, with the shape, with a lot of other shtusim, that because the person's elementary grasp is always through eyes that are chomri, through a mind that's chomri, it has in itself also a tarevus of chomer. And b'meila, it's the least qualitatively, it's the lowest quality of the different havanis. Then he says the second argument. When a person thinks into something, when a person analyzes something, the reason why it's better is not only because he thought about it a lot more, but it's a thinking process that goes, that a thinking process itself is not chomri. For instance, a person meets somebody and he has a conversation with him. So he has an impression that is combined with the person's impression, what the person looks like, if he was hungry when he spoke to him, if it was hot outside. A person has a tarevus of a lot of side things, and even mitzad the etzim nekuda, the person might have gave him a compliment and he was flattered by it. So he has a nice ratio. When a person sits back and thinks about it, it's a much more sichlistic cook, and he's looking at it, maven dava mitoich dava, how come he said this, and how come he didn't want to say that, and how come he shied away from talking about that, and how come he didn't have anything interesting to say about this. The person's tfisa on a second time round, which is nevoinim, he tries to distill a certain tamtzis from what he saw, that becomes a more sichlistic havana, and that's a higher quality. Since his original havan and tfisa had chomer in it, so the secondary approach, the secondary thinking into it, even though it's a lot keener and a lot less megushim, but it still has the hallmark of it being megushim, like his first tfisa. Aval, the third dag is the mile of zikna, last time we spoke about zikna, the mile of zikna being that a person saw a lot and observed a lot, so he has a lot of information, a lot of things that he saw and gathered. There's another dag, and the Maral says in a few places when he speaks about the Maila of Zikna, he says, "Vezer shomer mesechtes avos haloymid miladim lamal daimel oichel anovim keis." If a person learns from young people, it's like he eats sourish grapes. V'shoyzi yai megiso, and he's taking fresh wine that's just bubbling. Avaloymid menaskenim lamal daimel oichel anovim b'shulah shezayin yoshim. A person who's a zokain, his maila is that his own chomristic filters have settled down a little bit. The first thing is, there's one thing that blocks you because your tfisa is chomristic. You perceive, you heard the person, and the person comes with a whole baggage, the observation itself comes with a baggage of chomris. But there's a second and more subtle problem, that the person's own tfisa is chomristic. A child gets very excited. He's hot-tempered. He has a lot of chomri type ways of observing things mitzad his own nitzis. The mahalach of zikna, the fact that the body gets weaker as the person gets older, is not only an incapacitation. He's older, so it's hard for him to walk, it's hard for him to hear, and it's hard for him to see. It's a process, but it is also sort of a tug of war that mi'idach gisa, the person's senses become a lot finer. He's not so megushendik. Achila doesn't mean so much to him. Shtir doesn't mean so much to him. Other things don't mean so much to him. His own personal success doesn't mean so much to him. The person achieves a lot more of a refined tfisa. There was once a maisa, there was some sort of asifa of Rabbanim at Yisrael. And there was a sharp disagreement about something, and somebody got up and he said, one of the Rosh Hashivas got up and said, "Rabbeisai, I'm an old man already, and COVID doesn't mean anything to me anymore." So my grandfather, Rabbi Zittel, stopped him abruptly, and he said, "When you get old, That's when kavod starts meaning something. In other words, whereas taiva is something that affects a young person because it's a quality that's associated with the chomer of a person, an older person, taiva is much less, and kavod becomes a yetzara. And it's a maila, whereas the taiva for kavod is a little more refined than the taiva for taiva. We once spoke to God, it doesn't make a difference, not in your name. So he says, the maila of zikna is that the elementary tfisa of the person is a lot more sikhli than the youngster. And that's one of the reasons, you know, all the chazal about being noitel eitzah min askenim. So the Peshtu way of understanding it is that because they saw a lot more, so they know a lot more, a lot more experience, and so on. It's true, but that's a very balabatish. You don't need chazal to tell you that. I mean, everyone understands that if somebody has experience of 10 years, somebody has experience of 30 years, the one with 30 years experience is better off. Chazal, when Chazal speak about the noitel eitzah min hazikna, it says eitzah b'sabi taimi b'yinuka. Actually, says over here, Chazal say loy eitzah b'yinuka v'loy taimi b'sabi. The mahalach is because zikna be'etzem is a matziv where a person has a finer tfisa. His tfisa is not such a chomistic tfisa in general, and that's why his insight is a much sharper insight. That's the real reason. Okay, so he says, Pirish, ki chachmas ha'yelodim nitva b'choyme. The chachma of yelodim is nitva b'choyme. Lefiko hu doyme lo'ich wa'novim keyes she'ein ha'tam is bashal. And you see it also, the truth is, even as a...